Today is November 14th, 2006, and this is the fucking news. The fucking Bush administration argued on Monday that the government can indefinitely jail immigrants in the United States and fucking prevent them from ever challenging their detention in civilian court. Critics argue the move would allow for any non-fucking citizen to be whisked off at night and be put in detention. The Justice Department also claimed on Monday that hundreds of fucking lawsuits by prisoners at Guantanamo should be thrown out because they no longer have the fucking right to challenge their detentions in civilian courts. Attorneys with the Center for Constitutional Fucking Rights filed a war crimes lawsuit today in Germany against outgoing Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld for his role in the fucking torture of prisoners in Iraq and Guantanamo. In Iraq, universities have been fucking ordered to be shut down after gunmen kidnapped up to 150 scientists and staff members from a fucking government institute in Baghdad. The mass kidnappings occurred this morning when gunmen wearing Interior Ministry commando uniforms stormed the fucking institute, which is located beneath the Ministry of Higher Education. On Monday, at least 90 fucking people died across Iraq. Gunmen attacked a fucking convoy carrying Iraqi Vice President Adil Abu Madini. He survived the fucking assassination attempt, but two of his bodyguards died. In Washington, Senator Carl Levin said Iraq was in a low-grade civil fucking war and that it was headed into an abyss. Levin, who is set to become the new fucking chair of the Armed Forces Committee, reiterated his call for troop redeployment. Levin said, "We cannot fucking save the Iraqis from themselves." President Bush said he would fucking reject any calls for setting a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. fucking troops. Meanwhile, in London, British Prime Minister Tony Blair gave a major fucking address on the Middle East. He said the answer to Iraq lies not only in fucking Iraq itself, but fucking outside it. Blair broke with President fucking Bush and advocated for building up a new fucking partnership with Iran to help calm the violence in Iraq. He said steps must be fucking taken throughout the Middle East. The House has passed a fucking bill that makes it a felony for animal rights activists to engage in nonviolent protests that result in businesses losing fucking money. Legal experts say a protester could be fucking charged with terrorism if they engage in a sit-in that caused a fucking business to lose profits. Congressman Dennis Kucinich said the fucking law would have a chilling effect on nonviolent protest. And in Washington, a fucking groundbreaking ceremony was held Monday for the new monument on the National fucking Mall dedicated to Dr. Martin Luther King. Speakers included his son, Martin Luther King fucking Jr. III, and fucking President Clinton. That's the fucking news for today. For more on these and other fucking stories, visit www.fuckingnews.tv.